Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, and we are absolutely live. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. And not only are we on blogtalkradio.com, we're also on Gyroscope. Oh, okay, it's a delay. All right, yeah, and we're on Gyroscope as well. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a little delay here going on, but I can work my way through it. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and it's on Gyroscope Radio as well. It's the website is www.gyroscopeme.com, and you click on the GSR TV for video. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Glad to have you here. The phone number here is not, but you can call the phone number at Blog Talk Radio. It's 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. You can follow the Ron Kelly Show on Twitter at R. Kelly Show, and on Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show on the Facebook page. Y'all know what's going on with that. And finally, on Instagram, the handle is Radio Man 2. And on LinkedIn, you know, it's funny about LinkedIn. LinkedIn would not allow me to put the Ron Kelly Show. As a matter of fact, they cut me off. LinkedIn, they kicked me to the curb, cut me off, and said, no, you can't have a page that says a Ron Kelly Show. So I had to switch it to Ron Kelly. So shout out to my LinkedIn people, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everybody out there on social media. What's good? All right, and also shout out to Chief William McCrary. Chief McCrary, Passaic County Justice Complex, Chief of the Passaic County Justice Complex in Paterson, New Jersey. I know it's a little annoying when you go through there and you got to put your coat through the machine and all that stuff. But when you go through there next time, think about Chief McCrary and the good job him and his people are doing over there, the great city of Paterson, New Jersey. All right, you know, let me skip over that. I'll get back to that a little bit later on. Very excited to be here. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. And you can also go to Gyroscope Radio. It's www.gyroscopeme, G-Y-R-O-S-C-O-P-E-M-E. I know it's a little bit long, but y'all can handle it. Gyroscopeme.com, and you can click on GSR TV for video. You can see my handsome face all over the place. And I'm also on Facebook Live. Shouts out to my Facebook peeps out there on Facebook. All right, so President Trump, let me start with this. President Trump. Now, I know it's a little hard for folks to get with that. I mean, I've repeated to myself many times, and while, yeah, it does get a little easier to say, and I am coming to terms with it to a degree, I know there are a lot of you out there who are still mourning, because Hillary Clinton didn't win the election, and she was so upset that she didn't even come out to tell the people, you know, make a confession speech. That's how upset she was. But it just goes to show that there's no such thing as a sure thing. And everybody thought that Hillary was a sure bet to win this thing. And, you know, this happened a couple of weeks ago. I know I just want to, you know, do my last little vignette about the election. You know, and you see, there's no such thing as a sure thing. And Hillary thought that, you know, lining up celebrities, you had Jay-Z and LeBron James and all these people, Bruce Springsteen, et cetera, et cetera, Lady Gaga and all these folks. It was a dog and pony show kind of. And it just wasn't about that this time, you know, as most of you already know. It wasn't about that. It wasn't about free concerts. On Election Day, as a matter of fact, let me tell you this. On Election Day, a Democrat won North Carolina, for example. Hillary Clinton did. North Carolina went to Trump. Decisively, North Carolina went to Trump. But on that same night, a Democrat, you know, Trump was a Republican, we all know that. But on that same night, a Democrat won the governorship a Democrat beat a Republican. So it wasn't about party politics. It wasn't about Republican, Democrat. You know, it was about money, pocketbooks. It was about jobs and the economy and immigration. And Trump hit on all those things, and that's why he won. Now, you know, it wasn't even about who had the most experience or who it wasn't about who had the most experience. It wasn't about, you know, it was about the jobs, the economy, and immigration. It wasn't about who had the most experience. You know, it just wasn't about that. You know, so some of you on Facebook, you don't, I guess you don't realize I'm coming to you from the sprawling studios of Gyroscope Radio here in Englewood, New Jersey. And it's a pleasure to be here and to not have to do everything myself. So, you know, back to that. Now, you know, and it wasn't about who had more experience and who was fit. You know, it just wasn't about all that. America has changed. And there's no more, you know, there is no more party politics. America has changed. You know, cause look at all the things Trump did. He broke every rule. Because the president is supposed to be stuffy and stiff, and that's what everybody expected. But you know, he didn't do it that way, and it resonated with the folks. Now they to win recounts and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just not going to work. You know, he won, and that's it. Now I know some of you are. You know, people say they're afraid, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we have a constitution, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? When I went to broadcasting school, they said don't say ladies and gentlemen, and I just said it. But they, you know, we have constitution, and there's some things that Trump just is not going to be able to do. So I'm not worried about it. Hey, give the man a chance. Maybe, you know, maybe he'll pull it through. We'll just have to see. You know, but the people wanted change, and they wanted change at all costs. And even though Trump, you know, talked about the Mexicans, he was a misogynist. He was just the worst candidate ever, but he still won. And it's still a little weird. You know, it's still a little strange saying President Trump, but he's President Trump. Anyway, glad to have you here, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's our new date and time. It's Tuesday at 8 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com and on Gyroscope Radio as well. Once again, the website, www, people don't even say that no more, .gyroscopeme.com. Let me say this. You know, the Native Americans in North Dakota, they held it down. Those people held it down. They did not want that pipeline to be going through their neck of the woods. And they stayed out there, you know. They were out there in the cold and the snow. And I was watching a video of of them out there. They were out there in the cold and the snow and, you know, freezing temperatures, but they hung in there. They stayed out there because they believed in what they, you know, what they were trying to do. They didn't want their pipeline going through there, and at all costs, they persevered. They had encampments and they had tents and whatnot out there, which was kind of ridiculous, but they were out there. And you see, this is, you know, that, you got to give those people credit. I mean, it's the Army Corps of Engineers have decided that they're not going to run the pipeline through there, but that's probably a temporary victory because Trump is probably going to wind up pushing that pipeline through. So it's probably just a temporary victory because in 44 days from now, when President Obama is gone, Trump will push that pipeline through. I'm 100% sure about that. Anyway, so, you know, and speaking of President Obama, who's leaving, who's shuffling off to Buffalo, 44 days, President Obama will be gone. You know, you look back on the 8 years of Obamacare, et cetera, et cetera. I guess he did a decent job, but, you know, there are lots of black people who are disappointed in the president, President Obama. Disappointed. Because they feel like, you know, he didn't do you know, what he didn't do what everybody expected him to do. That's what happened. He didn't do what everybody expected him to do. See, because, you know, a friend of mine said to me the other day that black folks are waiting for a Messiah. You know, we're waiting for a Messiah to come, you know, and save us. This is what black folks are waiting for. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that, that black folks are waiting for a Messiah to come and save them. But no Messiah is coming. No Messiah is coming. Because with Obama, you know, if it didn't happen with Obama, it's not going to happen. And see, there may not be another black president in our lifetimes. You know, I highly doubt it. So, you know, your best chance just slipped away. And, you know, But here's the thing, you know, it's time for just like the Native Americans, and a little bit later on in the program, we'll get to those, we'll get to Michael Slager, who killed Walter Scott, shot him in the back video, and the jury was hung. Some folks didn't want to convict. We'll get to that, you know, after the break. And also we'll get to Joe McKnight, the football player who was killed by Ronald Gasser, man who attacked someone else at the same intersection 10 years ago, who was let go for 5 days. Now, you know, black folks wouldn't have, you know, there's no way that we would have been let go. So we'll talk about that too, and you know, we'll talk about the criminal justice system. It's the justice system that's the real culprit here. You know, we like to look at the police, and you know, hey, look, what kind of world will we have without police? You know, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I'm going to talk about, you know, what I think about the police. You know, because what kind of world will we have without them? Can you imagine? We got a bad enough world with them. Now imagine if we didn't have any. It'd be like The Purge, the movie. You know, you have to sit up at night with a shotgun sitting by your door. So we almost have to do that now. So imagine a world without police. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that after the break in about 4 minutes. But, so we have to, you know, we'll get to some other things. You know, I have to say this. People are going to be on me about it. But I'd say, you know, I have nothing against religion, you know. I don't have anything against religion, you know. But I prefer to practice spirituality more than I prefer to practice religion, because, you know, religion is, you know, unless you started it when you were a baby, especially something like Islam. And I just don't understand why black folks, I don't decry it or anything like that. I don't think that, you know, but I just don't understand why, how, you know. And not just Islam, but some of these other religions that are nearly impossible to follow up with, because, you know, after you've lived all your life and broke every law and crashed every sin, you know, and now you want to try to be a Muslim. And you know, I just don't want to stand. I mean, I have nothing against, you know, religion at all, but I just don't want to stand why people try to. You know, you can't straighten your life out just like that. Now, I doubt it. I mean, Islam is, I mean, I remember back in the day when I was a young man, not too long ago, and we all had ideas of being Muslim. You know, this is when Message to the Black Man, the book just came out. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had wrote the book Message to the Black Man, and we all read it, 17, 18 years old. We were all hell-bent on becoming Muslims. And I read the book, and you know, and we tried to, I thought about it, I'm like, no, I can't do that. Yeah, because I can't do that. You know, I can't make those kind of sacrifices. And many people can't. So I just don't understand why folks would even, because many get in and they get out, you know. So unless you, in some of these really tough religions, very rigid religions, unless you practice them from birth, you know, they're going to be really hard to they're really hard to hold on to. You know what I'm saying? Really, really, really hard to hold on to those things. But anyway, like I said, I'm not a a hater or anything like that, but I just think that I just wonder why we continue to. I just think it's an impossible mission. It's if you're in your 20s or whatever, and you've lived and according to the world the way it is now, and you try to take on a religion, and it's very difficult. You're gonna stop having sex. You're gonna stop doing this. Like I said, when I was a young man and I read Message to Black Men, I was like, well, I don't know if I can do this. But more power to the people who do. More power to the people who do. All right, the phone number here is 646-668-2838. We're going to open the phone lines tonight. Usually I don't, but hey, what the heck. 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. We're here on in location of Recognize the Surroundings behind me. It's Gyroscope. We're in the studios of Gyroscope Radio. And once again, for those of you who may want to log onto the website, it's gyroscopeme.com. That's gyroscopeme.com. And just click on the GSR TV for the visual. All right, here we go. So when we come back, we'll talk about the mistrial and the Walter Scott case, and we'll also talk a little bit about the Joe McKnight case. We'll talk about that and a couple other things in just a few minutes. All right, so we'll take a break and we'll come right back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and gyroscopeme.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And in case, those of you on welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and it's on Gyroscope Radio, GYROSCOPEME. See, I got a little stuck there for a second, right? GYROSCOPEME. And I'm going to try to hide my mouth behind this microphone so you can't see me. And I guess I'm probably look like one of those movies on the El Rey channel on Thursday night, karate flicks where they talk and and the words come out 5 minutes later. I know I probably look like that, so I'm going to try to hide behind this mic here so y'all can't see me, because there's a little bit of a delay, technically speaking, and I'm no technical guy, but there's a little bit of a delay between the Blog Talk Radio broadcast and as it transcends over to Gyroscope Radio. There's a little bit of a delay, so if you see me and I look like, you know, like you watch enough Chinese movies to know that yeah. So I'm trying to hide behind this mic so y'all can't see my mouth moving, but that's, if in case you did see that, that's the situation, that there's a delay between Blog Talk Radio and Gyroscope Radio. So I guess maybe once at some point I'll just leave Blog Talk Radio and just be on GS Radio. All right, everybody, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Now, if you're on Gyroscope, you can call. Now, the Gyroscope number is 973-460-8931. That's for Gyroscope, it's 973-460-8931. And for Blog Talk Radio, it's 646-668-2838. Glad to have you guys here. This portion of the Ron Kelly Show has been brought to you by Burkhead Promotions. Go to burkheadpromotions.com for all your promotional needs. And immediately following the Ron Kelly Show, it's Kira Diva. I really liked her picture. Kira Diva, I Still Love Him, H-I-M. Kira Diva, immediately following the Ron Kelly Show, Kira Diva, I Still Love Him, 9 p.m. So don't touch that dial when the R steps off. Kira Diva, I Still Love Him, 9 p.m. Interesting title. I may want to sit around and listen to the program. Kira Diva, I Still Love Him, 9 p.m. right here at gyroscoperadio.com and gyroscopeme.com, I should say. All right, everybody, it's 36, it's about 25 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com and Gyroscope Radio. All right, so everybody is up in arms over, I too was up in arms over the killing of Joe McKnight, former football player. He was playing for the Canadian Football League, Joe McKnight, and got into a road rage incident. See, then somebody cut you off, deal with it. You know, you never get out of your car, and I'm not making light of this, but you just, it's just not worth it, because you don't know what people have. You don't know what, how people feel, you know, especially with somebody even alternate, somebody even alt, you know, somebody who's not like you. You know what I'm saying? And Joe McKnight allegedly got into a road rage incident where he was passing the person, cutting each other off. And so this happened in Louisiana. Joe McKnight got out of his car and approached this man, this white man, Ronald Gasser. That's the same first name as me, unfortunately. And he jumped out of his car and he approached this white man, and the man shot him 3 times. I guess every bullet hit. Now, there was a story that you know, after he shot him, he got out of his car and shot him as he was laying on the ground, and, you know, and this sheriff, Jefferson Parish Sheriff, was furious. I mean, the sheriff was furious because he, you know, because he was thinking that somebody, you know, because of the rumors that had been flying around. And that was, you know, he had a press conference today, this Jefferson Parish sheriff held a news conference today, and he railed against the media and whoever else, you know, people are going to talk about this kind of stuff, sheriff. You know, people are going to talk about this. I mean, you have a man who killed someone and was let go because you didn't have a charge. You had to look for a charge for someone who killed somebody else, regardless of what the circumstances were. But you see, let me say this. Now, here's one thing you have to realize, people. In states with no gun laws, these are the states that these things are going to happen in. States with no gun laws. Now, Louisiana, now, get this. Now, Louisiana, where this all took place, has no gun law. None. You can check it out on my Facebook page, theronkellyshow.com. On the ronkellyshow.com Facebook page, I put it down. I put it down where the Louisiana gun law, I spelled it out for you guys. And see, when this first happened, the first time this happened, and I looked, the first thing I did was look at the gun laws. Because, see, this is what happens in these states with low or no gun laws. No. This is what happens. So, in Louisiana, you can go to my Facebook page right now. I'm on it. And in Louisiana, you don't need a permit to buy a gun, unlike New Jersey, where they, you got to squat and cough in order to get a gun license in New Jersey. But in Louisiana, you don't need a gun permit you don't need a carry permit to carry the weapon, like we do here in good old New Jersey. And you don't need a permit to buy it. See, because in New Jersey, you need a permit to purchase the weapon, but you can't carry it nowhere, can't carry it around with you. So you need a permit to purchase it. Just to buy it, you need a permit. Because when you buy a gun, let's say in New Jersey, in a tough gun state like New Jersey, when you purchase the gun, you need a permit before you even buy it. You got to get a permit. Then you buy it. Yeah. Because what I did is the first gun I bought in Virginia. I had a permit. I bought the gun in Virginia. And I had it shipped back up here because they were not going to give it to you. So they had to ship it to a gun store here in New Jersey. Then I had to run through NCIC and FBI and all the alphabets before they would give me the gun. It took about 20 minutes maybe to So you got to have a permit to purchase the gun. And then when you, on your permit to purchase it, the serial numbers and all that stuff goes on it, that purchase permit. So they can trace it back to you if something happens. But see, in Louisiana, you don't need a permit to purchase a gun. And you don't need a permit to carry a gun. All you have to do is be 17 or older. And you have to, the federal gun laws do, you can't be a felon. But you can be a felon and go buy a gun. Just don't let anything happen and they find out you're a felon. So something happens with you and that gun and they find out you're a felon, you're going to be in trouble. So this is, in states like that, usually, ordinarily, well, I don't want to say ordinarily, but in states like that, the it's hard to get a conviction, See, this is why the guy got away. Well, he didn't get away, but he didn't get arrested right away. Because what law did he break? The one law that he did break was shooting a guy, but he didn't break a law to own the gun. He didn't break a law when he bought the gun. Oh. So, finally, today, I believe it was, finally locked the man up. Ronald Gasser, 54-year-old white man, 54, 56, somewhere around there. And that's the same person who attacked somebody else at that very same intersection in 2006. 10 years ago. So, this guy's a menace. So he's got a manslaughter charge. So we're going to see what happens with that. But now these two things kind of go together because you also have Michael Slager, the North Carolina cop who shot Walter Scott in the back as he was running away. Shot him in the back. Shot the man in the back as he was running away. Now, you got video. You have video of this man being killed. He couldn't run anyway, and this cop gunned him down. Now, I'm a cop supporter. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that we do need cops, and they're not all bad. Some of the cops, I know some really good guys, guys of integrity, guys who would never get caught out there doing anything like that. Now, shout out to Sheriff Burdick and Say County, whose officers act accordingly. We don't have that stuff around here where cops are shooting people, unarmed people. We don't have that around here. Thank goodness. Sheriff's, Director Spezial, Patterson Police Department, and some of the other chiefs and commissioners, whatever you want to call them, directors in here in New Jersey. We don't have that kind of stuff around here. So shout out to them, those who are keeping the peace and doing it within the law. But so you have this guy who shot the man down and didn't try to plant evidence. So you had all of this. You had the video of him shooting him. You had the video of him trying to plant the evidence. And still no conviction. Still. You see, and I'll tell you why. Because the jury was stacked. You see, we have not gone back to the 50s. We are in the 50s. No. The jury was stacked. They had 10 whites and 2 blacks on the jury. 10 whites and 2 blacks. Let's say it again. 10 whites and 2 blacks on the jury. Now, it's the justice system. We look at the police and, the real culprit is the justice system. The system that allows this. Because we talk about police and retraining. You can't train somebody not to be a racist. No. You can train them to be one, but you can't train them not to be one. See, and there are some police officers who are antithetical toward black people. Ones who live in the suburbs, never lived in town before, don't know how to deal with black people. Believe all the things they hear. So many of them, they're allowed to live outside of the town and they don't interact with black folks. Only time they interact with black folks is when they're locking them up or chasing them. So, they talk about retraining. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as retraining. You can't train somebody not to be a racist. You can't. There's no such thing. So, they talk about retraining. Are we going to retrain? No, you're not. They're just going to go because they have to, and they're going to go back to doing whatever it was they were doing before. And that's it. So it just doesn't make any sense. You can't retrain anybody. So here we go. Let me say this. So now the jury was stacked. I went off on a tangent there. I apologize to everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Once again, for those of you who don't know, it's the Ron Kelly Show on Gyroscope Radio, gyroscopeme.com, gyroscopeme.com. Yeah, so it's the system. It's the system. The system is in, because look what happened. The jury was stacked. There's a black judge. It's a black judge. Black judge. B-L-A-C-K. You had a black judge. Now, but see, it wasn't a bench trial. See, now, a bench trial, for some of you who don't know, is when the judge decides, after all the evidence is presented and the defense is presented, then the judge decides. That's a bench trial. And see, most police officers, when they get caught doing something, they want a bench trial. They don't want a jury trial. They want a bench trial because with a bench trial, more than likely the judge is going to say, not guilty. Because the judge, the prosecutor, and the system, the police, all works together. They're all getting paid from the same trial. So, this is why you have to, shout out to California, Governor Jerry Brown, who passed the law. The state legislature in California passed a law where grand juries no longer decide cases involving police. No grand juries. Which I think is a great thing. Wonderful. So, that's where that is. But, so you got a system that can be manipulated. And our system is this system in which I get some people say it's the best in the world. I can't argue with that. But the system can be manipulated. And it is being manipulated. But, the last time one of us manipulated the system was when OJ got off, and it took $10 million or so to all every dime he had in order to get off. He had the dream team lawyers, Johnny Cochran and F. Lee Bailey, legends, you know, legends, Kardashian and Gerald Schlegel, these people, the legendary lawyers. So it took every penny he had to get off, but he finally did. That was the last time that one of us got off like that. But see, the system can be manipulated. So, you know, yeah, it's the police, but that jury was stacked, and the fix was in. The fix was in. Like I was telling you on the show prior to this one, maybe a week or two ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, because I was off the air for a little while. You know, the Constitution wasn't written for black folks. It wasn't written for us. That's why it doesn't work for us. That's why we wind up in jail. You know, every time you turn around, some black person is getting out of jail after 20 years. Not guilty. Because in the 80s, they didn't have, you know, DNA. So this is what's going on. So it's the system. The system is the problem. No. But we come back, we kind of talk a little bit more about what we need to do as a people. And, you know, I love my people. Don't get me wrong. I love my people. I love black people. I'm a black man. I love my people. But we have to dispel the myths. So when we come back, we're going to try to dispel the myths, the things that hold us back, the things that keep us paralyzed, the stuff that we believe or we have believed over the years that we need to dispel. You know, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we come back from the break. I will be back in a minute with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on gyroscoperadio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Nickadoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can know what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's about 18 minutes before the hour. The phone number here is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Or you can call the gyroscope number. It's 973-460-8931. That's 973-460-8931. Get at me on Instagram. You know, I just started getting with Instagram. You know, Radio Man 2 is my handle on Instagram. Just started with that. You know, love Twitter because you only have 140 characters, so you can't write books like people do on Facebook. Nobody cares what you ate for Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. You know, Facebook, I tell you. I think Mark Zuckerberg is a genius, absolute genius with Facebook. Everybody wants to be somebody. You know, he tapped in on that with his Facebook ideas. I've been there many times over now because everybody wants to be relevant. Everybody wants to be somebody. Everybody thinks they have something to say, you know. And this is why Facebook is so popular. A billion people, a billion. You know how many people that is? 1 billion people or better on Facebook. So that's like a third of the world. Because how many billions of people? There's about 7 billion people, 6 billion people on this world. So it's like a third, a little less than a third of the whole entire planet is on Facebook. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, he just comes up with new ideas like Facebook Live, which I just want to take off of my computer completely. Because I said that I would talk about this, and again we just Ron, man, you just down in our people. No, I'm not doing that. We got to change the mindset. We've been waiting for a Messiah to come save us. We have to change our mindset. We have to begin to we have to do things for ourselves. You know, like James Brown said, you gotta what was the song James Brown? We the people got to get over before we go under. Yeah, James Brown. Listen to those lyrics. You know, we have to start doing for ourselves. We can't, you know, Hillary Clinton losing wasn't the worst thing that could have happened. You know, because the Democrats, you know, some people just want to have us, you know, keep black folks begging. They keep us begging. You know, we just got to keep begging. Beg. You know, keep them begging. Except for the millionaire football players and what have you, dancers, singers, musicians, and actors. But, you know, but there's profit in poverty. There's profit. People make money. You think that, you know, some of these poor areas, Camden, New Jersey, there's people walking out of there with millions. Millions and millions of dollars. Patterson, you know, some areas in Newark. You know, there's profit in poverty, just like there's profit in prosecution, there's profit in prison. That's why they have, you know, the CCA, the commercial prison conglomerate, stock went up when Trump won. Stock went up. I forgot to buy it. But, so there's profit in poverty. And that's why, you know, some people want to keep us there. They want to keep us in poverty because there's profit. You know, there's profit. Take a look. There's profit in poverty. Trust me. And so there are folks who want to just keep us there. So Hillary Clinton losing wasn't the worst thing that could have happened. You know, I'm not a Trump supporter, but the more I look at it, you know, people with money. Yeah, okay, so he appointed two billionaires. He appointed two billionaires as one, the Secretary of Education is a billionaire, and then somebody else he's looking at, Treasury Secretary. Treasury Secretary is a multi-billionaire. But, you know, when Trump said, what choice do you have? He wasn't far off. What choice do we have? You know, but we've got to begin to we have to begin to clean up our act as black folk, because there's profit in the okie doke too. There's profit in drinking the Kool-Aid, having people thinking, you know, we enough of the marching. We march so much. We march too much as it is. Marching. We've been marching for 50 years. Where's it got us? There's incremental improvements here and there, but look how long we've been marching. We've been marching since the 60s. All we're getting is worn-out shoes. Nothing else is happening for us. We need a new strategy. We need a new strategy, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. We need a new strategy. You can hit me up on my Facebook page if you have any some pushback, Twitter, Instagram. Well, really not Instagram, but Facebook and Twitter, I should say. Yeah, a little pushback, because I push back on people all the time. But yeah, we need a new strategy because this blame the white man, and it's not working. Yes, there are some roadblocks that are put in our way. Yes, the criminal justice system is bad, you know, but we're not going to fix it by marching. You know, we need to be like those Native Americans in South Dakota. They stayed out there, snow, rain, sleet. They stayed out there. And they won. I mean, temporarily, but they won. You know? Shout out to my cowboy fans out there. You know, I know y'all, you know, I know slowly but surely other football fans are not speaking to you. It's happening to me, too. It's okay. Don't worry about it. You know, they're really not going to talk when the Super Bowl comes down. Now I'm getting a little ahead of myself. You got about 12 minutes left to the program. This is the Ron Kelly Show for you gyroscopers who don't know what's going on, who don't know who's this crazy guy talking about black people. It's the Ron Kelly Show and migrating over from Blog Talk Radio to so we're on Blog Talk and we're on Gyroscope as well. Kind of like a syndication. No, gyroscopeme.com, you see a full, or you can see me on Facebook Live, which I'm trying to start to move away from that. And I like this big screen gyroscope me. I like that you can see it's a frontal view of yours truly. So I'm really feeling that. Anyway, in a couple minutes, it's Kira Diva, I Still Love Him, 9 o'clock. I'm not sure if she's here yet, but. That'll be coming up at in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't touch that dial. If you like me, you'll love her. So, Kira Diva, I Still Love Him. 9 p.m. right here on Gyroscope, not on Blog Talk, but on Gyroscope Radio. There's a lot going on in the world today. Lots going on. Things are like moving at the speed of sound, and every time you turn around, somebody's talking about the end days. And, oh, that's it. Jesus is coming back. Maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe you listen to the Glory Songs channel here on Gyroscope. You might get a little more insight on that. So you just go to the website and you can pick it up, Glory Songs, right here on gyroscoperadio.com. Gyroscopeme.com. All right, so yeah, so we got a lot going on. We should be back here next Tuesday. Evening, around 8 o'clock, the Ron Kelly Show. Yeah. Still on Blog Talk for a moment. And gyroscopeme.com. So there's a lot going on. Christmas time is coming. It's time for the annual let's do a boycott. Nah, come on now. Let's keep it 100 here. And we know good and well how we like to shop. I like to shop. Came home yesterday, there was a box in front of the door. Came home today, there was a box in front of the door. I like to shop. And most of us do. Women like their shoes and what have you. You know, so it's going to take some unity, folks. It's going to take some unity for us to get it together. It's going to take some unity. Do I need to get off the air now? Okay, yeah. Oh, 3 minutes? Okay. All right. Okay, so we talk about this every year, about this boycott. We had a boycott. There's not enough of us to do anything. There's not enough black folks to, what are we going to stop buying? What are we going to stop buying that's going to stop us? I mean, it's going to affect the world. But every year we come up with this boycott nonsense. Every year. And it's never going to, it's just, we need some unity in our community. That's one thing that we are sorely missing, is unity in the black community. We can get some of that off. We might be able to do some things. But until we get some unity in the community, we are like doomed. Until we stop hating on each other, backbiting, sniping, not getting along, kicking each other's backs in, until we can stop doing that stuff and get it together, we're going to have problems. All right, so Thank you, everybody, for joining me this evening on the Ron Kelly Show. Thanks to my blog talkers and, of course, and to my new people, Gyroscope Radio, gyroscopeme.com. So we'll see you guys back here next Tuesday evening, 8 o'clock. Hopefully it won't be raining like it is tonight. Because it was coming down when I was coming over here. Coming down. All right. So we'll see you guys back here next Tuesday evening for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, take care of yourself. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together. But you know what? Together, we can certainly have it all. Stay tuned for Kira Diva. I still love him. And I'm out of here.